Government says it has invested heavily in the education sector over the years than many other African countries, and it is about time the country harvests the needed gains from the investment made. In spite of this, government will not relent on its efforts to meet the challenges in the sector. The Minister of Education, Professor Jinan Opokuagyemang, speaking at the New Year School in Accra, said the education sector is very critical to government, and to that effect, the government is seriously occupied by building more educational infrastructure to accelerate improvement in the sector. Rita Mpabin Tete and Georgia Sikri were at the school and now report.
For the past 65 years, the New Year School has been organized annually by the University of Ghana to engage the public to deliberate on key national issues that affect the nation. This year, the focus is on information and communication technology, driving education for sustainable human development, challenges and prospects. The Education Minister, Professor Opokuagyemang, said government, parents and students are concerned about education, hence the urgency for all to contribute to develop the sector. She said, considering the commitments made over the years, it will not be out of place to get better returns from these efforts.
Government of Ghana has over the years invested more in education than most countries in the world, including those with whom we compare ourselves unfavorably and those from whom we borrow.
Professor Opokuagyemang also recounted some progress made over the years in the education sector and what needs to be done. She welcomed the theme for the New Year School, believing that a time will come when students and pupils will be empowered to use ICT at all levels.
So definitely, we need to get better returns for our investment. What we need to do now is to move to making the management of education efficient. We need to expand access beyond this level, hence the determination to construct more schools.
The Vice Chancellor of the University of Ghana, Professor Ernest Aiti, said highly skilled workforce is what develops a nation. It is therefore prudent for the nation to challenge itself by using ICT across board to facilitate rapid socioeconomic development. The director of the Institute of Continuing and Distance Education at the University of Ghana, Professor Yao Ohenibasechi, under whose supervision the school is being organized, spoke of this year's school.
Fantastic. The eye-opener, I mean, you saw the turnout, the technology at work, and we hope to sustain that energy. We need people to understand how technology impacts their life. And if you understand that, then you make the move.
But you see that the challenges are enormous.
Of course. I mean, everything has challenges. The print technology came first. It has its own challenges.
A retired educationist, Professor Emeritus Kwabena Nketiah, was at the school and gave his impression on the theme.
It is wonderful, you know, I mean, the possibilities of ICT are so great. In fact, you know, it will take some time before we realize it's good to plan ahead and how we can you know, accelerate.
The school is expected to end on Friday.
A report by Rita Mpabin Tete and George Asikri.
A former Vice Chancellor of the University of Education, Professor Jofus Anamoah Mensah, has called for massive infrastructure development at all levels of education to address the educational needs of the country. He said currently, only 4.1% of Ghanaian students have access to tertiary education, a situation he described as dangerous to the future of the country. Professor Anamoah Mensah said Ghana will have an additional 5 million students seeking admission into tertiary institutions by 2025, and that 17 universities with a 30,000 capacity each is needed to address this challenge. He said this at the 65th New Year School and Conference at the University of Ghana. Another report by George Asikri and Rita Mpabin Tete.
Professor Jofus Anamoah Mensah admitted that successive governments have over the years invested massively in the education sector, but added that the investments have not yielded the desired results. He said more than 1,000 additional senior high schools are needed in the next few years to absorb the over 4 million students from basic schools.
We will have to prepare for about 5 million more secondary education students by 2025. The demand for higher education is increasing at a skyrocket.
participation rate, and has pushed the participation rate in the relevant age from 3% in 2000 to 12.1% in 2012. Students compete for third place, especially in the top universities in the country. Students from a few secondary schools gain admission to these universities. Participation rate female is still low. There's also accessibility and participation gap with respect to students' socioeconomic status, origin, and type and location of secondary schools attended.
Professor Anamoah Mensah called on government to embrace the open university concept in addition to distance and e-learning to provide higher education to people anywhere, anytime in the country. He asked university lecturers to consider uploading their lecture notes, research papers and other publications on their university website so that students can have access to them. Professor Anamoah Mensah said the current school system was built for a generation that is fast fading away and stressed the need for an ICT-led education.
Relentless advance in information and communication technology. Independent globalization are transforming all areas of human endeavor. There are certain key technology trends that are driving ICT-enabled education. There's abundance of resources and relationships that are made easily available on the internet.
A retired Supreme Court judge, Justice Professor Samuel Kofi Dateba, who is the chairman of the University of Ghana Council, called on Ghanaians to embrace the digital age since it has come to stay and is now the major pillar that drives the world's economy.
Convergence of information technology and telecommunications that has created an almost unprecedented synergy that is transforming contemporary economy and society. No economy or society can afford to be left behind in the ICT field. That is why the choice of this team by the Institute of Continuing and Distance Education of the U.S. of Ghana is so important.
Participants at the 65th New Year School and Conference will in the next 4 days deliberate on how ICT can enhance education.
George Asikwe and Rita Ampabing Tete filed that report.